Yesterday we were talking about how the Buddha has gone over or crossed over the floods by crossing over from this shore to the other shore. He said to have crossed over. As for this side of the shore, or this side of the flood, one, if one stays in this side of the flood, one will sink or drown in these four kinds of floods. For instance, if one cannot cross over the flood of sense desire, one will be indulging in sense desires, and one is said to be sinking or being swept away into the ocean of becoming by not being able to cross over this flood of sense desires. Wishing to see desirable object here, desirable song, and so on. And not only just wishing to see desirable ones, but wishing to enjoy better and better objects. Then one is said to be swept away by this flood of sense desires. And one, because one cannot cross over this flood of sense desire, kamoga, kamaoga. And whoever is overwhelmed by this flood is bound to be swept away into the ocean of becoming. Hence, this oga, flood. If one is overwhelmed by ordinary or natural flood, you can just imagine one will not be able to breathe. One will drown in it. Hence, the name oga, flood. It is hard to cross, even when you are confronted with natural flood. So too with the flood of ignorance. If one is overwhelmed by the flood of ignorance, one will not be able to overcome, cross over this flood of ignorance. And if one is not able to cross over the flood of sense desire, one will be just indulging in sense desires. And then one may cling, if one is not able to cross over the flood of views, one will hold on to the view of the existence of individual self or soul, or supreme self or soul. Not knowing the truth, knowing wrongly in respect of the true nature of objects, one is said to be swept away by the flood of ignorance. And those who are not free from the three unwholesome things, namely avijja, tanha, upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging, they will not be able, they will be sunk, they will drown in this flood, so that they will not be able to breathe. Hence, it has been compared to natural floods. Yesterday we said that the Buddha himself had crossed over the four floods with the practice of Satipatthana, during which he was able to overcome these floods on a part-time basis. With one moment of mindfulness, one is able to overcome one moment of floods, such as the kamoga, the flood of sense desire, or the flood of views, detoga, or flood of pavoga, existence, or flood of ignorance, abhijoga, abhijoga. Every time one notes and knows the object of attention, one is said to be crossing over these four floods. And even with the application of the Samadhi Khanda, the concentration group, which is made up of Virya, Sati, Samadhi, energy, concentration, mindfulness and concentration, one will be able to cross over the flood of sense desire, tamoga. And when one is able to cultivate knowledge, beginning with the discernment of mind and body, and the conditionality of mind and body, one is said to be able to cross over the flood of ignorance, that is the view of flood of views, the toga, in the view of individual self or soul, or the supreme self or soul. Every time one notes and knows clearly, one is said to be crossing over the flood of ignorance, avijoga. And every time one is cultivating knowledge and progressing along the path, later realizing the four path consciousness and four sufficient consciousness, one is able to be free from these floods which have been all along with us, all along our lifetimes. So, until we are able to cross over to the point of no return, such is known as Tena, by crossing over Teno, crossing over the four floods, namely the flood of sense desire, Tamoga, the flood of existence, Bhavoga, the flood of views, wrong views, Tetoga, and the flood of ignorance, Avijoga, leading to the land of safety, which in a sense is Nibbana, hence the name Tena. The Buddha himself has crossed over the floods, not only when he became enlightened, but since the time of his lifetime as Buddha to be, Bodhisattva, he had made a vow that he would strive to cross over these four floods, and as much as he is going to cross over, he will teach the Dharma, the method, to all beings, so that they will be also able to cross over these four floods. In this way, he made a vow, and accordingly, he crossed over these four floods by himself, and is given a method of practice to cross over to all beings with compassionate feeling. And he practiced the three trainings, namely Sila Seka, morality training, Samadhi Seka, concentration training, and Penya Seka, wisdom training. First of all, with the practice of the restraint of physical and verbal behaviors, by taking vows of precepts, abstaining from these unwholesome deeds such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, taking intoxicants, and so on, and by not transgressing them, by not committing them, you are purifying your physical and verbal behaviors. And every time you know that these unwholesome deeds can bring about unwholesome results, you are said to be knowing it, so that you are said to be crossing over this flood of ignorance. You are free from unknowing. And because you know that they are not desirable, they are not pleasurable, the results of these unwholesome deeds are not pleasurable, you are said to be overcoming this wrong knowing. So in this way, roughly, you are overcoming these transgressive forms of defilement, and there will be no attachment to these wrongdoing. And in this way, you are crossing over the flood of sense desires. And then with the power of intellectual reasoning, and with the learning experience, you come to know that there are only this mind and body, nama rupa, and nothing besides that. So with morality training, or the practice of moral virtue, you are crossing over the flood of transgressive defilements. And from being grounded in moral practice, sila, sikha, you practice concentration. When you are mind concentrated, you are said to be crossing over the flood of obsessive defilements, pariyotana, oga, or flood of obsession. And as you are noting every arising object, not to miss them, you are applying this energy, driving force. In this way you are blocking the floods from overwhelming you, because you are applying this ardent energy, ātāpa nuna viriya. With the application of energy, your mindfulness is sustained on the object of attention, so that your stream of consciousness is said to be protected from these floods. And you are protecting the mind from being swept away into the flood of becoming. And as you note every arising object, activating mindfulness so that the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention, giving rise to momentary concentration, kanika samadhi, so that the mind is said to be energized. There's no distraction of the mind. Instead, it falls collected on the object of attention. Just imagine at that moment, to put it down to practice, when you're noting the main object of rising and falling, and every rising object with application of energy and with application of mindfulness and concentration, you are said to be overcoming the obsessive forms of the flood of sense desire, kamoga, the flood of becoming, vavoga, or existence, the flood of wrong views, detoga, and the flood of ignorance, avijoga. Especially at this moment, you are overcoming the flood of sense desires. You are not being swept away into the flood of sense desires. So this kind of flood is said to be cut off. And as your noting mind is concurrent with the object of attention, knowing the true nature of these objects, such as the discernment of mind and body, that this is the noting mind, this is the noted object, in this way you are able to differentiate these objects from one another, from each other. Knowing the conditionality of mind and body, your mind becomes very clear, and thus you are said to be overcoming again the flood of sense desire, the flood of existence, and especially the flood of wrong views in this case. And because you are knowing the true nature of objects, you are said to be crossing over the flood of ignorance, avijoga. And then this knowing and overcoming these latent tendencies of defilements which have been lying dormant in us all of our lifetimes, we are able to overcome this so long as you are able to cultivate knowledge. In this way, you are said to be practicing or cultivating Pinya Sekha, the wisdom training. And in this way, you are said to be cultivating the three trainings, sikhas, which are, in a sense, the practice of the Eightfold Path, which is the practice of the Purana Path, Upavaga Mekkinga. Now, as one is cultivating this Upavaga Mekkinga, or Eightfold Path, the four-runner path, that is the practice of insight, one is said to be cutting off this flood of ignorance, avijoga, and also the flood of sense desires, kamoga. As one is noting the object, every time it arises, There will be no attachment to them. Thus, you are overcoming this the flood of existence, or becoming a voga. And as you are knowing, cultivating knowledge, beginning with the discernment of mind and body, you are overcoming this ditroga, or the flood of the flood of views. It's said to be cut off, or you cross over the flood of views. This is quite significant. This is not a trivial matter. You can do this, you can accomplish this with the practice of the three trainings. With the practice of the three trainings, you can cut off these floods. In a way, these four floods can be given as avijja, tanha, upadana, the three defilements, ignorance, craving, and clinging. Ignorance means not knowing the Four Noble Truths, or knowing wrongly, and then leading to attachment to sense desires, wishing to enjoy objects, and wishing to enjoy better and better objects. Thus, you will be wanting for becoming or for existence, because you consider that you become attached to existence. Then you will think that there is self or soul in you, and this way there will be clinging, such as upadana. In this way, these four floods can be said to be, in another sense, avijja, tanha, upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging or grasping. When this ignorance ceases to exist, you overcome this flood of ignorance, avijja, and also the flood of sense desire, kamoga, and the flood of existence, bhavoga. They are said to cease. They are said to cease to exist. Knowing the true nature of these objects, as you note, there will be no more clinging to the existence of person, being, individual, man, woman, and so on, or to the individual existence of individual self or soul. You are said to cut off this flood of views. So in this way, you are overcoming these three kinds of defilement, avijja, tanha, upadana, such as leading to nirodha, extinction. And this kind of extinction, nirodha, is on a part-time basis, not a full-time basis. As you know and know these objects in cultivating knowledge with the three trainings, Siddha Seka, Samadhi Seka, and Panya Seka, at that moment, you are realizing this Dhyana Nirodha, temporary or part-time extinction. And as one knows or fully understands the truth of suffering, Dukkha Satya, one is overcoming the flood of sense desires, because there will be no attachment to these objects. Thus, you are abandoning the truth of the origin, Samudaya Satya. So that this ignorance ceases to exist, and such is realizing the Jenga Nirodha, part-time extinction. If you are bound by these defilements, you will be committing unwholesome deeds, or wholesome deeds leading to a new existence. Now, because this avijja, tanha, upadana make up the cycle, the triple round, or round of three things, namely, kilesa vata, that is the first round, the round of defilements, leading to kamma vata, the round of actions. Indulging in defilements, you perform actions, hence kamma vata, the round of actions, leading to around our brothers, Vibhagavata. The root cause lies in Kilesavata, the wrong of defilements. That is the main thing. If this is cut off or overcome, that is, if you are not committing these defilements, then there will be no unwholesome deeds performed, akusala karma will not be performed, nor will you be performing good deeds which will lead to new existence, kusala karma. Only when you perform good deeds or bad deeds, you will be born into new existence. Now, there is no such things, neither unwholesome deeds nor wholesome deeds leading to the realm. There will be no more existence, that you will cease to exist. In this way, you are free from the bondage of defilements. Being free from the bondage of defilements, that means not indulging in defilements. You are not bound by this sankharas or karma actions, performances. You will not perform any good or bad deeds. Hence, there will be no resultant vipaka. You are free from this realm of resultant. So that you will be achieving this dhyana nirodha, part-time or temporary cessation or extinction. And in order to realize this full-time achanta nirodha, full-time cessation, full-time extinction, you have to build up or practice and build up this temporary cessation or extinction, the dhyana nirodha. As you note every arising object, as it arises, the application of energy, sustaining your mindfulness in order to concentrate your mind so that the mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention. Knowing the true nature of these objects, you are said to be crossing over these flats, ogres. And in the beginning, you are grounded in the practice of morality, sila, and you practice other trainings, samadhi training, concentration training, and vinaya training, which are the noble path of the constituents, which is divided into again three parts, namely the morality group, or morality training, concentration training, or concentration group, and wisdom training, or wisdom group. If one is able to know things in the true nature, you are said to be crossing over the avijja yoga, the flat of ignorance, on a part-time basis. You are said to be realizing, reaching the dhyana nirodha, temporary extinction, temporary or part-time cessation. So you know now the method of crossing over these floods, and without knowing the method, you will not be able to cross over these floods or not cut off these floods. So you have to know the method of these three trainings. So if one is able to develop this in your strength in yourself, enhancing these practices, developing them, and multiplying them, you are said to be developing what should be developed, bhavitava. And such is development. Such a development is known as bhavana, mental development, or mind development. So, at this time, you are developing what should be developed. And this is mega satya, are developing. Is walking the path of this mega satya, the truth of the path leading to the extinction of suffering. In this way, you are doing these four things. That is, full understanding. That is, full understanding of the truth of suffering. Abandoning the truth of the origin of suffering. realizing the truth of extinction from suffering and developing the path leading to the extinction of suffering. In this way, these four noble truths are said to be involved in this, and as one is noting every arising object as it arises in your body, as much as you are noting for one moment of mindfulness of this, the truth of suffering, dukkha satya, excuse me, that is whatever arises in your body, you are said to be fully understanding the truth of suffering. At the same time, abandoning or overcoming the origin of suffering, samudaya satya. In this way, you realize the nirodha satya, the truth of extinction, of suffering, and by which, and because you are developing the practice, you are said to be developing the truth of the path leading to the extinction of suffering. So by this way, by just performing one thing, that is noting the arising object in the body, dukkha satya, you are accomplishing these four things. So in this way, it is said Dhamma Jagan, once you know the truth of suffering, you will understand the other four truths, or the other three truths. You are said to be accomplishing them. In this way, you can understand at this time, both from the theoretical and practical aspects. And if, on the other hand, you are not able to practice properly, then you will not be able to understand the method of practice, the method of overcoming these four floods. If you are able to practice properly, you are bound to see things clearly. In this way, we have these three trainings, which are given as dual path of reconstituents, eightfold path, or Pova Paga Meganga, the four on the path. They all arise from the practice of four volitions of mindfulness, Satipatthana, such as the mindfulness of the body, Kaya Nipasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of sensations, Virena Nipasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of the mind or mental objects, Cheta Nipasana Satipatthana, or mindfulness of general phenomena, Dhamma Nipasana Satipatthana. If one is able to note them properly, these things are automatically involved, namely the Pova Paga Meganga, the Furana path, or Eightfold path. Otherwise, you will be losing the practice of Eightfold path. As the Buddha has said, that if one practices carefully, noting every arising object, these four foundations of mindfulness, you will not, if you are not practicing properly, you will be losing the practice of the Eightfold path. You will be deviated from it if you are not practicing full foundations of mindfulness. If, however, you are able to practice fully and properly the four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana, either one of them, either the mindfulness of the body, Kaya Nupasana, Satipatthana, and so on, and you are said to be practicing the three trainings, and also the noble path of your constituents, Eightfold path, or the Pova Paga Meganga, the Furana path. They are said to be automatically involved when you are practicing any one of the four foundations of mindfulness. Once you are fulfilled with this practice, you are bound to realize Nibbana with the path of future knowledge of the noble ones. Once you see Nibbana, you are said to be fulfilling the remaining three truths, namely, dukkha satya is fully understood, samudaya satya, the truth of the origin is abandoned, and also the mega satya, the truth of the path is automatically digested. In this way, by knowing one truth, namely in this case Nibbana, you are said to be knowing all four noble truths. As for the Buddha himself, he has crossed over these four floods, and in a sense he's crossed over from this side of the samsaric suffering, the suffering of a round of birth and rebirth, to the other shore, thus saving himself. At the same time, he teaches the Dharma, gave the method so that others, all beings, will be able to cross over these four floods and cross over from this side to the other shore of the samsaric suffering, the suffering of the realm of birth and rebirth. He has given the method to save one's for the sake of saving. So that at this point, only when one is able to cross over, which is hard to cross, will one be able to give the method or save others. Otherwise, if one has not crossed over, one will not be able to save others to cross over. So we have to understand the method of crossing over, or method of saving oneself, then only will be able to give others the method, so that others also will be able to cross over these four floods. Hence, this quality of the Buddha, te no so bhagava taranaya dhammante seti. The Buddha has crossed the four floods to the point of no return, and he teaches the sublime Dharma for the sake of crossing over with compassionate feeling. In this way, by noting every arising object with the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, we are crossing over these four floods on a part-time basis. So long as we strive to cross, we are bound to be able to achieve our purpose, cherishing and appreciating the practice. That's all for today.